Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mitchell. Light at the end of that tunnel is a train coming for you, brother.
It's a reference you're not going to know. Maybe nobody will. Have you ever heard of the tiny island of Mipos?
Mipos.
Mipos.
It sounds Greek.
Yeah, kind of. It's a fictional place.
Oh,
so here's my new, whatever, it's a tweet for people that watch Perfect Strangers and also are on the wide receiver train. You've never seen Perfect Strangers, you're much too young for that. Mike tweeted a picture of me as Balki Bartakamus from Perfect Strangers, riding a wagon that says wide receiver or bust, and I have captioned that with "From Mipos to Rome."
Okay, I don't get this reference.
It's a very, very specific,
yeah,
deep cut. And for the seven people that get it, let's go.
It's worth it for those seven people.
Listen, Perfect Strangers was a good show.
When did Perfect Strangers air?
Oh, 1980. Hold on. Perfect Strangers is 1988. How old am I when I'm watching Perfect Strangers? 10, 11, 12. 1990 to 1994. It gave birth to Family Matters.
Yeah.
Family Matters is a spinoff.
86 to 93.
Okay.
And right under that does say related Family Matters.
Yes. Harriet worked in the mailroom.
At
Perfect Strangers.
Okay.
And that spun into the Winslows, Carl Winslow, Harriet's Urkel, yeah. The Winslows. I'm pretty sure that's how it spun off.
Family Matters was the show I would always ignore in between Full House and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Just never into it. Family Matters. I don't even think I've ever been exposed to Perfect Strangers.
No, probably not.
In any capacity.
Well,
syndicated somewhere, probably? Not really?
I'm like TV Land, maybe. On one of those
stations. Oh, I was never touching TV Land.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, it's an old show.
Right.
Balki Bartakamus and Larry Appleton. All right. Who is a better wide receiver prospect?
Between those two?
Which sitcom character would make the best wide receiver?
The best wide receiver sitcom character would be Moe's from The Office because he runs super fast. What's better than that, though? It's not like a main character. Not many athletic sitcom characters, though, are there?
No, that's probably right.
There's not many. Like,
I mean,
would Kramer make a good wide receiver? He's tall, right?
What's Ted Danson in Cheers? Is that Sam? Wasn't he a pitcher?
Okay.
Major league pitcher?
Do you got so Ted Danson is going to be your answer here?
I guess so.
Ted Danson?
Sam Malone. He was a pitcher.
Yeah.
Now that I'm remembering it. Hey, it's draft day.
Let's go. They're going to have a receiver by tomorrow. They better have a receiver by tomorrow. Maybe it's Brandon Ayuk. Maybe they don't draft one. Maybe it's Brandon Ayuk.
I do like hearing Ayuk won't cost a first because of the salary. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That he's going to be paid so much that if you're San Francisco, you go ahead and you, all right, let's move on. We'll draft one. We like who we get, and...
Yeah. Is that weird, though? Because when is a receiver of that profile, contract or not, get traded for something that's not a first-round pick? Like, Diggs got traded for a first-round pick, right?
He did.
Davante Adams got traded for a first-round pick. Tyreek Hill got traded for a first-round pick. Those guys... I mean, Ayuk, though... What's the difference there? Is the difference that Ayuk, there is some projection that he hasn't had the monster numbers yet because he just hasn't been exposed to it, while like Adams and Hill were already like getting 1,700 yards in seasons?
Put it this way. You pointed out that from 2017 to 2020, there were 7 first-round receivers.
Yeah.
In the 3 years since, there have been 17.
2017 to 2019, those 3 drafts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from 7 to 17, if this were a year where there were 2 first-round receivers, maybe you get a first for Ayuk.
Right.
And instead, because it's so flush, why would I give you a first? I can have one and pay him a total of $7 million.
Right.
As opposed to $32 million a year.
Right. That's right. Like, right, because that happens during the first round. Although I will say, like, A.J., what was the year? What's the draft that A.J. Brown and Marquise Brown get traded in the same round? Is that 2022? Right? Yeah, that's going to be the 22 draft. I guess it could work both ways, right? Because that year, Brown got traded for a first. Did both Browns get traded for a first? Was Marquise Brown for a first-round pick?
He was.
Okay.
It was like the 26th pick.
Okay. So you had 2 receivers that went for first-round picks.
I think maybe it was 19.
In a draft where there were 6 first-rounders.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
London, Wilson, Olave, Williams, Dotson, Burks all went in round one, and you had 2 receivers traded for first-round picks. So... I guess it could still happen. The Bills could say, yeah, there's 6 first-round guys this year, but we got to go. We got to win. We can't play around with a rookie being at one of our most critical positions. If we got to do it, we will, but if we have the option, we have the preference, we would bring in a 25-year-old guy that can step in and do it right away. Like, there is merit to it, even though the money is going to cost you a lot.
Want a fantasy football question / trivia?
Sure. Want to make an instant trivia?
Yeah.
Instant trivia. Farmer's dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door.
Maybe you're in a dynasty league. Maybe you have the first overall pick. Maybe I have that in 2 different leagues. Okay. I have the first overall pick. How many NFL players right now, according to fantasypros.com, have a higher value, single quarterback league, a higher value than projected number one fantasy pick, Marvin Harrison Jr.? How many have a higher value in Dynasty?
Yep.
And who are they?
How many are there?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me.
How many do you think there are?
There are...
We'll do this. Name as many as you can before getting one wrong and tap out when you think you're done.
Okay.
How many have a higher Dynasty value right now than Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Okay. Justin Jefferson.
1.
Ja'Marr Chase.
2.
CeeDee Lamb.
3.
Even that one I squinted when I said it. What about... Do I want to be done? Would there be a running back? How young is Bijan?
No.
Wow. All right, I might be tapped out then.
There is one more.
There's one more?
There's one more. It might.
Is it a receiver?
It is, and it might come as a small surprise.
Is it going to be... Is it a surprise because the guy's older?
No.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
And he's great. I think you'd be surprised to find out his dynasty value is higher than Marvin Harrison Jr.
Is it like Garrett Wilson?
No.
Waddle?
No. No. Garrett Wilson is 8th, Waddle is 13th.
Okay. A.J. Brown?
9th.
Getting close here. Puka Nacua?
6th. Harrison is 5th.
Wow, Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua is 6th.
One other guy, and he's a receiver.
He has a higher dynasty value, according to Fantasy Pros, than Marvin Harrison Jr.
It would be a bit of a surprise.
It's only receivers. It's 4 receivers.
Okay. It's not Nico Collins, right?
Nope. Nico Collins is 16th.
Okay. It's not DJ Moore. It's not going to be any of the Washington guys. Who else is out there? Drake London?
Drake London is 12th. This player should be fresh in your mind.
Fresh in my mind.
That's one way to give this hint that doesn't totally give it away.
Ayuk?
No.
I just said his name.
Is 15th.
Yeah. I like that I'm at least sticking in the top 15 with all these guys. Yeah. Devontae Smith?
No. 14th. Odunze is 11th.
Oh.
Malik Nabers is 7th.
I know who it is. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
4th.
Yeah.
So just fantasy value right now, before he's on a team, Marvin Harrison Jr. in dynasty formats slots in behind Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And here's a point about draft position. The top receivers in fantasy and dynasty, their values and where they were taken.
Yeah.
First, fourth. First, sixth. First, second. First, third.
That's a lot of firsts.
Now, 3 of those were including Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, and Drake London. Rashee Rice, 2nd. He's 17. And then Tyreek Hill.
Where are Nabers and Odunze? Are they close behind?
So in wide receiver rankings, this will kind of give you a look at the tiers, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, landing spot will matter.
Because Harrison's 5th.
Harrison, 5. Nabers, 7. Odunze, 11. And then the next receiver in this class is Worthy at 27.
And that's just for receivers?
Just receivers.
Okay. It's a gap.
It's a big gap from 11 to 27. But landing spots will make a difference.
For sure. If the Bills drafted Xavier Worthy, he'd be a lot closer to the top 3.
I think that's probably right. Extendo Sports coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.